Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Yes, hello. Here we are. We're back.
We are, John. Nice to bookend to the season. We haven't finished the season yet.
No one was quite sure whether to close the book on 21-22.
Gary
Johnson. Now you can.
Gary Johnson said, I'm not going to sign any players until the Nat Hobbs pod has done its final episode.
I think that was his latest reasoning for what's going on.
Missive.
I just got to wait for the episode one, whatever it is.
Got to wait for the season to finish, is it?
So, yes, we haven't finished John, because we've both been busy, very busy.
You've been playing Tony Blair. Tony. And now you're back with a dodgy dossier of National League facts.
Sexing up the dossier of National League facts. That's what we aim to do with the National League.
The last time we spoke, you were heavily in rehearsals for Tony! ! The reviews have been good, but I think what people are more interested in are, did you ever go for the fake ears?
No
because
fake ears,
you were looking
John.
Into those before.
No fake ears. It turned out I don't look at all like him.
And you've just had to live with it.
So you just have to just get on with it. I never thought I looked like him. Even in the casting room, I went, well, I look nothing like him. So that didn't seem to matter.
No.
I use the skills I've got.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of a player. Ben Winter. I use the skills I've got.
Yeah.
Some of the Yellow Army have been there.
I know. We're going to get to that in letters from a listener.
Oh, are we? Oh, very nice. Some of the Yellow Army have been to the show.
Yeah.
And during the bows at the end, gave it a big United. I had to explain, John, to the rest of the cast what was going on. Why were there people in an away shirt and a third
Jules
shirt?
Nixon there in the chain strip.
Nice choice, though. Nice choice, because they didn't want it to be confused with the Lib Dems.
Well, there was Alan Wills was in the blue top, so they could have got confused with Conservatives.
Alan was in the blue, and Jules was in
could have got confused with the Tories.
That's true, imagine that. And Chris Wade, who's sometimes his dad, Pete Wade, who's my old humanities teacher.
We were with him at Woking, weren't we?
Yes, he came along as well. He's been along as well. So there we are, John. People don't hate me. It's
Gary
amazing,
and the
it's amazing
boys
to
been
find
yet?
Out.
Gary, Aaron, they've been.
Gary Aaron, or Aaron have not been in, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd enjoy it, John.
You don't know that.
Although I will say, the end of the show, the best bit of the show is the very end of the show. And it's very much a Gary time. Really drags it back.
Yeah.
Really is. Like the best song is the end, is the last song.
Maybe Gary is more of an old Labour man. Maybe he's sort of an ardent socialist. He didn't
Who
like
knows?
New Labour. He didn't like it moving to the centre.
Who knows, John? Who knows? I don't think I want to know any footballers' politics. I think that would be for the best. The National League, John, it ended.
A long time ago.
It feels like a long time ago. We're almost into next season.
I know. We are closer to the new season preview, really, than the old season.
It's such
ending.
It's so long ago that Vanarama now leased spaceships. I've leased a car through Vanarama.
That's exciting news, isn't it? Oh, because that's another thing. We were looking at because they promise to donate money to.
I thought they donated money, but yeah, apparently that was an old thing. I'd found an old thing.
That was Michelle Fiddler.
We did a lot. Fiddler,
the aptly named.
No, so yeah, I'm very happy with my little Fiat 500 so far, John. But yeah, let's see what happens.
I can't see you in the Fiat 500, to be honest. Yeah.
Have you ever seen? There's an episode of The Simpsons.
Exactly what I was going to say. The bloke who's got his knees up around his head.
No, I see a little car.
Because I drive an automobile.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's a bit like that.
That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, I'm not very big. I'm just
a big person.
So, big person in small. I'm like a pee in a whistle, John. That's what I look like.
Yeah.
Yes, so very exciting news, and the Vanarama National League finished. And how do you want to attack it, John?
Should we do some news?
Let's do some news. I mean, I don't know how to attack it because like people know what the news is,
well,
don't they?
But let's look at what's coming up in the podcast or and what. Try
let's
and work it out.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Like
zipping.
Oh yeah, oh Jeffrey, oh dear Jeffrey. I see the Grimsby Town went up. How annoying. Well, Bungle. George.
Now you've gone into...
I've gone into Frank Spencer.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
I got a bit of trouble. 80s impressions.
See,
we're still allowed to do.
Yeah. You say you can't do them.
I know, I've got a couple there.
Got a Frank Spencer in your locker.
Exactly.
So what's coming up?
Let's just
round off everything. Close the book on the season. Who went up?
Yeah,
I think that's when we last spoke.
Who went down? Who we think of for next season is going to be
do
well, John?
Yeah.
No predictions yet because we need to see squads. But I've got a little outside bet for you that I think's maybe.
We're going to tick off a load of the things that we never got round to this year as well. This is basically going to be an exercise in to-do lists.
Yeah.
We have
a little bit of talky corner. We're going to do all the players that have left. We're
going to hear from a few guests along the way. I think John Pemberton's going to join us briefly.
Good.
Now you might remember. Do you remember Non-League Grey?
I didn't, but I do now.
I'm a bit disappointed you didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Non-League Grey released her, I think, interim report a few months ago into illicit behaviour in the National League.
Mm.
But now she's in a position to bring us the full report because that was only a redacted version.
Okay, yeah.
So she's going to bring us the full report into that.
Great news.
I think there's another thing, but if I say its
letters.
Name, it will just ruin it.
Oh, okay, you've done another thing.
No, you've done a thing.
Have I?
But it's...
Oh, yes. It's a tiny little thing, isn't it? It's about as niche as we've ever got.
But we're going to do it anyway because it will be of no relevance next season.
No. And hopes and dreams for next season.
Yep.
I'm assuming there's a couple of letters,
there's
John.
Lots of letters.
Lovely stuff. Well, let's
it's
get on
there,
with
isn't it.
It. Get on with it, John.
Right,
it sounds
let's
like a podcast.
Start with some news.
Do the what number of podcast is this, John?
Oh, do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
I hope it. By the way, I've moved podcast provider.
Oh, have you?
Just a bit of while we're doing news updates.
I don't get involved in any of that.
I hope everybody's getting this. That's the main thing.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, it might not be going out.
182. Blink
what?
182.
Blink
and you'll miss it.
Blink 182. Please leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
And some nice words.
Yeah.
If you are new to us on iTunes, because it's a nice thing to do. And also tell at least one friend about the podcast. That would really help us out.
Do you know what you can do on the new service I'm hosting our podcast on now? So you can set up like a Patreon.
John, we're staying away from that for now.
So, I just want to gauge interest.
Gauging interest, don't you?
Yeah.
John's desperate to make money from the podcast. He thinks, done 181 episodes, surely by now. We've got a lot out of it, John.
We have.
It's the friends we made along the way.
Exactly.
It's all the away shirts in my cupboard.
Not fair. Yeah. We've lost money. To be honest.
It's a tax dodge.
It is. It's whole venture.
It's in many ways, massive tax dodge.
Money drain.
Yeah, go on then. Anyway, so, look. Yes,
the National League. So what happened in the end? Because I think we the last episode we did was before the playoffs started.
Was it?
The season had ended proper, but yeah, it was before the playoffs. So...
I predicted that Solihull Moors would win the, and I was really confident about it.
And you know what?
I nearly did.
I went back. I think I was feeling a bit sad actually.
Oh.
Around the, because it was the Ashton Gate anniversary the other day, and I listened back to our episode from Ashton Gate, which almost actually brought a tear.
It's a when we're walking down those bloody stairs, John.
Well, when Lucas Kovalan scored, it was it's emotional.
What episode number is that? People should listen back to that.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because we were recording as Kovalan scored.
And that's the sort of episode that John would want to put behind a Patreon wall.
Worth a lot of money.
He'd have you paying £2 a month for that.
It was 1:45. Was everyone looking at their watches? Go and have a listen to that. But that, you said at the end of the season, why would we want to be at the end of that podcast? I said, why would we want to be in League Two anyway? Yes. It's all National League rubbish, was your exact phrase. And then you said, what will happen next? Solihull Moors will get promoted next season. And then
Le Grand Nationale. Maybe we need to bring back Le Grand Nationale next season. See if he's available. Because he was good. He did some good things.
Your prediction was nearly right.
Solihull Moors would have won. Did you watch the final, John?
I did.
They would have won that. Kyle Hudlin, who I don't think any of us as Talk United fans particularly rated.
No.
Seemed to be able to be marked out the game. I know he scored a back heel against us. And when he came on against us, it did make the difference. He made all the difference in that final.
Yes.
Absolutely all the... It was... And Grimsby Town did not know how to deal with him, his flick-ons, everything. As soon as he went off, I went, they will not win this game now. They will absolutely not win this game. And Grimsby Town went up, which is great. We should probably have Lloyd on to talk about it, really. But he's gone now. I don't know where they've gone, Grimsby Town.
He's gone. Goodbye forever. Or until next season.
Good, but no, I think that is them.
They're recruiting well.
And look, if it had to be anybody... I think I'd prefer it to be Grimsby Town than anybody else.
I think
so.
I was very conflicted over the whole thing because I was of the school that we just want Wrexham out of the way. Mm. As much as it would be, and our friends at Rob Ryan Red, this isn't personal, but as much as it would be painful watching Rob and Ryan going up, a bit of short-term pain, long-term gain, get rid of them.
Yeah.
But also equally quite funny that they
don't. Also, imagine if they don't go up next season.
But all they get, they're just going to probably chuck a lot more money.
There's only one definite spot,
they?
Though, John.
Yeah.
There's only one, but I think Stockport have shown you probably could buy yourself out of this league, to be honest.
They spent a lot of money along the way as well.
They did. So Wrexham not going up. Wrexham, that was an amazing game. Wrexham Grimsby.
That was the only playoff game I actually missed.
That was one of the best games. I mean, that was one of the best games of football I've ever seen, let alone National League football.
I really enjoyed the game before that. The first eliminator, the Notts County Grimsby game. That was fantastic.
I enjoyed that. What a great game
that was.
That was
really enjoyable.
I don't know why I hate Notts County so much.
I don't know either.
I don't know, because they mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
What they mean absolutely nothing to me.
I don't really hate them anymore either. I think it was the Birchnell thing.
I don't even hate Birchnell because I'm very fond of him now.
I am in an odd sort of way.
And John and I, I don't think we've ever had more joy on our WhatsApp group than when Birchnell went to Forest Green Rovers and then signed Armani Little.
It's perfect. Oh, it's so enjoyable.
Next season,
it's so good.
We will be covering them next season on this podcast. There will be a Forest Green Ian Birchnell corner.
But it's going to all that or a sort of sub-podcast.
Yes.
Which I think you wanted to call.
You want to put it behind a Patreon.
A Buzzing on Birchnell. Now, that's the sort of thing we could put behind it, like a Patreon only.
John,
Forest Green.
People don't want it. They won't want it.
You say that.
John,
you don't know
I'll tell you what. John's Patreon episodes will be available. John's solo Patreon. I'll be on them, John. But you can have your own Patreon, okay?
Okay, all right.
That's how we'll do it. Extra content, I believe they call it, isn't it?
Oh, it's really exciting, though.
Birchnell, because we know our love of Birchnell and his whole PE teacher vibe.
And just imagining when they lose that first game 4-0 because they've tried to sort of play through at the back
and
go toe-to-toe.
mid-table,
and they've,
to
and they've been
by
hammered
Christmas.
By sort of Accrington.
Yeah. Morecambe away.
And Birchnell's their first game of the season. We knew what it was going to be about, and you know, we knew what this league was going
to
be.
Getting clogged. I think I said to you, can't wait to go to Oxford United next season to boo Ian Birchnell.
What has life become?
Why am I so obsessed? Definitely obsessed with Birchnell. People can throw that
I
as
just
all.
I find him fascinating.
I find the whole situation with Ian Birchnell. This will be the Birchnell obsession
it
next season.
Be.
What do you think of Armani Little moving to League One? I'm pleased for him.
I'm pleased for him. I'm surprised, I'll be honest.
The rumour
well,
was that he
I
was
wasn't.
Going to Notts County and then Birchnell
well,
left him.
I'm
went...
not surprised that Ian Birchnell just going, well, who's playing well for Torquay and signing them, which seems to be his scouting
ideas.
Signed
Cedric Munslow, isn't he? To do the half-time draw.
Why is Gilbert the goal?
It's so well, weird. I don't know. We just saw him there.
Money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know.
I'm surprised to see him go to League One. Both of them, really.
Are you?
Armani, I think, but...
I think he got it in him. I think he'll have it in him.
He did,
and if he won't, he'll get found out pretty quick.
I'm more disappointed, actually, to lose Armani than I was the Lemon.
Really?
That's not too harsh.
Don't know
because,
if I agree
again,
with that.
I've never quite seen the hype with the Lemon.
Really?
I don't know. I just don't
be
get
to
it.
See where they play Conor Lemon Hay Evans at Stockport County. That would be very interesting. But they're gone, John. They are gone.
They're gone.
They are gone. We'll talk about them in a minute. What were we? Why did we bring Birchnell up and get very excited
we're talking about
and
Notts
giggy?
County.
Notts County.
Because
I don't know.
It was just perfect.
And what's brilliant is
Grimsby
they
scoring two last minute.
100% don't go up next season either. 100% Notts County. Are not going up next season.
They've signed a sort of a Birchnell Mark II, haven't they? It's the new manager, Luke Williams.
I'm guaranteeing it. Oh, and this is something for next season, isn't
yes.
it, John? Now, we can't get Luke Williams on, the Notts County manager, but my nephew is called Luke William. That is his name. And so we will have regular Notts County updates from
Luke
my nephew
William.
Next season.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
Until he's sacked at Christmas or whatever. So next season, we will have regular Notts County updates from my nephew, Luke William.
That's
so
great.
That's going to be great, isn't
that's
it?
That's lovely.
That's going to be a lovely bit. And what were the Solihull Moors and Notts County and Wrexham.
And then Chesterfield, Halifax.
Halifax. Oh, yeah, see, and then they've lost their manager.
Yeah.
He's wild.
I'm wild.
He's gone. Barrow, he's wild.
Never talk about Pete Wilde again.
He's gone. Pete Wilde. All the good
first
characters
signing,
have left.
Billy Waters. Gone. Yeah, I know.
It's Billy Waters runs deep. It's unbelievable.
Left to just...
All the good characters have left.
I know.
Pete, I'm wild. Ian Birchnell. All the big people. It's like they listen to this podcast and they just go, get rid of all those people.
Sal. We've still got Sal.
Sal.
He'll be fun next season. He thinks he's got... he thinks he's sort of... putting together a great team when all he's done is basically sign a load of old Yeovil players.
Yeah. And Chris Hargreaves, of
Hargreaves
course,
Hargreaves to
season.
Yeovil.
It's an exciting season ahead, John.
There's stuff happening.
It's happening. And please, Stockport won the league. Well done, them. I'm not pleased Dave Challoner did. I find him very annoying. I do like it when Coverland scores in it. If you didn't know the outcome, but that camera just sort of zooms round him on that bit of footage.
And
he just looks like, nope. Absolutely fine. This is absolutely fine.
It's like he pulls the face like he was planning that all along.
Yeah. And it's and then Grimsby Town won the, as we know, the playoffs
of
the lottery.
I mean,
they made a late run at it.
And
you
they
have
did
to make
a bit of
Gary
timing, but three games in a row, didn't they? Fair
as
play.
Always say, you can be, as long as you come seventh, you're in with a shout.
Yeah.
You're in with a shout. And what do they come? Sixth, fifth, sixth, something like that. But never like... They were top for a bit pre-Christmas, weren't they, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, good on them. I like them.
Yeah,
I like Grimsby.
Good manager.
I like their manager.
Good team.
Like the club.
What's good as well is for me and you is Lloyd Griffith is now off the National League
it's just
media
ours now.
Roster.
Yeah. Get off our patch,
so
Lloyd.
Can get off. You know, we won't see
him
on BT
off.
Sport anymore. So that's good. We don't have to interview him anymore. It's brilliant. There we are. End of the weird end of the season. Who went down, John? Dover,
well, we sort of already did
Kingsland,
it, but it's Dover, Kingsland, Weymouth.
Weymouth, yeah, won't miss any of them.
Yeah.
And who came up? York, that's good.
York, Dorking.
Dorking.
Which is great
that's
for
gonna
me.
That's going to be a good
fantastic.
Away. Yeah, great. Round the corner. Local for you, isn't it?
15, 20 minutes.
We can do a focus on at the beginning of next season. We'll focus on Oldham, Scunthorpe, Dorking.
And I nearly called them Yorking.
Yorking. The York derbies are going to be massive.
Yeah.
Torquay, York, Dorking. less said about the Scunthorpe Derby, the better. But that's going to be... We'll do some focus-ons, because we haven't done them for a while. We need to find some fans of Dorking.
My neighbour who lives upstairs, I'm probably going to have to do a bit better than that. Jamie O'Hara goes to Dorking.
Does he? Why?
Are you him, and, for a bit? Him and him and Callum Best are big friends with the manager. The manager's a bit of a character.
I'm saying Dorking, the new Dover. That's all I'm saying, John.
I think that might surprise people.
No, they won't.
No? Okay.
Although it is close enough to London to get good players.
Yes.
So, like Wealdstone, you know.
It's a very emphatic no. I think you've already decided.
I think they're down. I think they're down, John. I think Wealdstone are down. I think they're down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is what I'm going for.
You know,
we
said we weren't going to do predictions.
I can't help but predict. Is that all the National League news, John? Have we talked about it all? Do we want to talk about any more Torquay players, or should we do that in a minute?
We'll do that later.
All right. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and I'm thrilled for the final time this season to have John Pemberton with us. Hi, John.
Yeah, good afternoon, good evening. Hello. Yes. Hello, Charlie. Nice to see you.
You've had a lot of jobs this year.
On the podcast. Hey, it's been a busy year.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's how I like it. That's how, you know, it speaks a lot, you know, to my CV, to my skill set.
Yeah.
That I've turned my hand to a lot of things and still getting work, which is great, you know.
Yeah, it's quite amazing because you've not had the best track record year this year, have you?
Well, look, you know, these things happen. This is just modern day life, you know. You know, you have to take the ups and the downs and the you know, the slings and arrows and all of that. And you know, look, you can't say it's been a vintage year for Pemberton.
No, because you had that thing with the evergreen in the canal.
Not this year.
I think that was this year. Yeah.
That I think there was one point where I was erecting canal. wind turbines, and then the storm came along and it crushed a car underneath.
Didn't go well, did it?
What else happened? I was working with the Conservative Party for a bit.
Bit of PR.
Around there. God, you know, the list goes on. But,
a lot of stuff.
You know, I've just sort of come back from a little bit
in football, I believe.
Well, yeah, no, I was first of all, I was working with the with Rwanda over there, the immigration service.
Oh,
that
great,
job's come to an end.
Okay.
I was just sort of setting up charter flights out to Rwanda.
Yeah.
So that's all gone off.
That's gone well.
My contract ran out before the flight, but I understand it's all gone off without a hitch. So
you've got them out there.
That's all good. And then my last job was I was working with Channel 4.
Okay.
They just got the rights to the Nations League, to England games.
Of course.
And so they said, look, John, we need an experienced football man to just come in, you know, help us through. Just, you know, steady the ship.
Yeah.
Get
some results.
Try and get a few results, but just get a bit of positivity in the camp, you know. Use my years of experience.
Because they didn't win a game, did they, on Channel 4?
Yeah, you know, look, I can't lie. They didn't win a single game out of, what was it, 3-4 games. So, you know, it's a disappointing start. But, you know, look, anyone sort of hoping for a dead cat bounce is mad. You know, it's going to take time to, you know, to turn these things around.
England have been doing quite well, haven't they? They've lost in a few years.
England are doing quite well, but, you know, just sloppy mistakes in the gallery. From Channel 4.
Yeah.
You know, we just need to cut out individual errors.
You said as well that you got a bit of, because of the Channel 4 work, you managed to get some access to Gareth Southgate himself.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, you might remember I used to play for Palace in the 90s. Trying to work out if that's the same time Gareth was there or not. Not sure. I'm going to say it was for the benefit
of
this.
No,
one's going to check that. And so Gareth saw me and said, look, John, if you get a spare minute, I'd love to just, you know, come down a bit of a sounding board.
Nice.
Bounce a few ideas off you.
Yeah.
And look, that was just before the Hungary game and they lost 4-0.
Yeah. So that didn't go that great, did it?
Well, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
But look, I'd like to think that I gave Gareth, you know, a few fresh ideas. I tried something a little bit different.
Mm.
And, you know, look, if I help with anything, it's just good to lose a game now and again, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of bring you back down to earth, keep your feet on the ground. And, you know, I think it'll be good for Gareth in the long run. Just get absolutely tonked.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I can help you with.
Did I read somewhere that you were in charge of keeping the Queen well for the weekend of her Platinum Jubilee?
Yeah, look, I was in charge.
So she'd turn up at each event?
That was another thing where, look, you know, the Buckingham Palace came to me and said, look, John, we just need someone to work with the Queen, just make sure she gets from event to event. It's a tight schedule. And, you know, look, you used to playing Saturday, Tuesday, sometimes Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're used to, you know, sort of quick turnaround. So can you get the Queen?
And then she had to get to Ascot one thing the week to another, after as well.
To Ascot, you know, proper rest and preparation. And
she only turned up at the first thing, didn't she?
I think all told over the Jubilee weekend, she made about 15 minutes worth of appearances. Which is, you know, look, I can't lie, it's not the outcome we're hoping for, but, you know, just sloppy errors from the Queen, you know, and we got to cut those out, and, you know, that's just the way it goes. That's modern day royal families, you know, that's just what happens.
Well, it's been great to have you this season, John, with us. John's asked you to help out with the Patreon that he's setting up, I believe, so that's good. And can we expect to see you back in football management at all anytime soon?
Well, look, you know, you always got to hope. And, you know, don't get me wrong, as soon as a team loses two or three games next season, I'll be hovering around like a vulture.
Around, yeah, offering
Dorking Wanderers. Opinion, yeah. I'll be straight there. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, John Pemberton, thank you so much for coming on The National Obsession.
Pleasure.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. Now, John, we have many ideas on this show, and they keep coming. They keep coming. And
yes.
One that I said to you the other day, why did we never do this? Which was Talking United's third keeper, Marcin Brazowski.
Yeah.
Mike Wasowski, as you kept calling him.
Oh, I don't think I did that.
Okay. Talking United's goalkeeper, Marcin Brazowski. Is that how you say it, John?
Yes. Possibly.
I said to you the other day, why did we never do Doc Marcin? Doc Martin, Martin Clune's doctor.
It's even set in the West Country.
Would have been lovely, wouldn't it? Marcin turns up, he's grumpy. He's not been picked again. Would have been brilliant, wouldn't it? But we'll never get to do it now.
I know.
Because he's left.
What a shame.
Where's he gone? He went...
Hendon.
Hendon.
Yeah.
For the police. So, yeah, we'll never get to do Doc Marcin.
Doc Marcin, just another one on the list.
Hello, Marcin. People calling him Martin all day as well. It's Marcin, actually.
It's Marcin. Do you know the big problem is with that? I've never watched an episode of Doc Marcin.
Oh, John. So, it's good. You'd like it.
Is it?
It's a nice little holiday for your mind. Yeah. Like Bangers and Cash.
You don't have to think.
I do go on about quite a lot, but I do like it. I mean, what other ideas you got on that list, John? Put that on your f***ing list.
The other thing I got on the f***ing list was Non-League Grey.
Non-League Grey. And what was so Sue Grey? It was at the time when everyone was waiting for the Sue Grey report.
Yeah.
And Non-League...
Non-League Grey did release her interim report.
Yeah. And how did it go? Can you remember, John? Or
well, do you want to fetch Non-League Grey in? I think she's in a position to sort of bring us the full report.
You just step out for a minute, John, and we'll bring her in. Hello. Sue. Yes. Is it Sue? It is Sue. Yeah, hi,
it's
Sue.
Non-League Grey. Non-League.
Hello.
Non-League
nice
Grey.
Hello.
That's my brother.
All right.
Non-League Grey is me. Yes.
Okay. Quite quiet, aren't you?
Very softly
spoken. What's your first name? Nom.
Don't worry about my first name.
Okay.
I'm here to bring you a very serious
very
report.
Very serious
actually.
Report. Finally.
You may remember a few months back I brought you my interim report.
Yeah.
Into illicit activity,
yeah, it
behaviour.
Feels like sort of yesterday's news a bit, but
just
yeah,
a
I understand.
Bit, yeah, we've not been on for a while, and it's not going to waste.
We're waiting for Gary Johnson to sign a player. Sure. Tell me all about the report.
Well, the interim report was very non-specific, but I'm now in a position to release a few more specific details into the public domain.
Smashing. Well,
if you look at the full report, you'll see that the partying at National League headquarters was out of control.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Illicit behaviour. There's Brian Barwick.
Oh, yeah.
Karaoke machine.
Was it there, was it?
Yeah. And a
and
glass
his son?
Of champagne.
Ooh!
There was a separate party outside in the garden of the National League headquarters where Alan Dowson broke a swing.
Really?
Yeah, a child's swing out
was
the garden.
Was he on it, was he?
He was on it.
Oh, wow.
Martin Tyler was sick in the corner.
Oh, Martin. Yeah. Marcin.
Marcin. Marcin Tyler.
Marcin Tyler. Dan Marcin. Marcin Tyler. That's another one we could have done. Okay, yeah.
And that's very much all I had written down.
Oh, right. That's it. Not much of a report. Not that extensive. Non-league.
It was more extensive than the interim.
What on earth would
report?
Your first name be if it was non-league?
Nobody knows.
That's it, is
don't
it?
Ask too many questions.
You can see why that was just on the list and it never made it.
We never got round to it.
Never got round to it. There we are. Thank you very much for coming in. Non-league grey. Never to be seen again. Gone the way of King.
It did feel like yesterday's news, didn't it?
It did. It felt like, it felt like watching an old episode of Mock the Week and going, what?
That's it. Have I got more news for you in 2010? And then they're joking about Gordon Brown's off.
Well, yeah. You know.
You called that woman a bigot.
That's it, yeah. Taking his microphone off too late. Is that it?
That's
all we've got, is it? That's so we'll look more japes like that at some point on the list. There is a list. If you want to add anything, maybe we should have
the list is empty now though.
Maybe we should make a Foffs WhatsApp group. I wonder if people would be interested in that.
I think maybe I'd have to have a work phone if I was going to do that.
So burner
that
could, phone.
Yeah. Just in case Jane Kelly's messaging it.
Jane's
half past 11 at night.
Jane is welcome to message.
Stop.
Welcome to message. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
I haven't done a warm-up. Any letters, John? Any letters?
Yes. We got loads of letters to catch up on. Can't quite remember where I got to. I think we did Daisy Zeller. We did Tom Rogers. Did we do Kelvin Applin? I don't think we did. I think Kelvin Applin is our starting point.
Okay, let's go.
Is it? Let's go for it anyway. We may have done this one before. Kelvin Applin says, hello, fellas. Well, another season gone with mixed emotions, many highs and lows, yet we go back again and again. Anyway, I was sat in my kitchen and had this thought.
Okay.
Who is the least famous Torquay United player you have ever met?
Oh, wow, that's good.
For me, it's probably Nick Burton, who myself and a mate met in Torquay Town one Saturday night.
Nick Burton? I don't remember him
Who's
at all.
Nick Burton?
God. I cannot.
You think, and I'll look up Nick Burton.
Nick Burton. Who's the least famous Torquay
player? Must have been really not famous.
Ever met. I mean, they all feel famous when you meet them for a bit.
But Nick Burton is an English former professional defender. He played as a central defender for Torquay United 1993 to 95. Made 16 appearances.
I don't remember that. I don't remember him at all.
No knowledge.
Not at all. Not in any way.
A little before my, a few years before my time. Who is the most, or least famous?
Least famous.
It's a good question.
I don't know. I mean, I met some of the famous ones.
Actually, I can answer this.
Oh, go on then.
Because I think for my, I'm going to say 9th or 10th birthday, I got a tour of Playmore.
Oh, lovely.
And I got to go into the changing rooms before a game. I brought my autograph book.
Yeah.
So I've got autographs of some really obscure Torquay players. Jules Mendy.
I remember him though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Habib Sissoko.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, that was a good I liked this team.
Chris Brandon.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good.
He scored a few goals.
Pissed it away, didn't he?
Yeah, he scored a few goals and then left.
Yeah. And
this is a good side, John.
There was a player
in
that
team. This is Wes Saunders' team, isn't
it? I've got Wes's autograph in that book. There was a player in that team who I found, because I found this the other day and I had to look him up.
Yeah.
Gary Neal. I didn't remember.
He's local, isn't he?
He might have been.
I think he was a local boy. And he'd been...
I don't think he lasted very long.
No, but I think he...
But I have got his autograph.
I think he was from Torquay, or at least...
Is this him? Gary Neal? You know, no.
Look, here he is.
Gary Neal, Scottish footballer. Gary. Gary Neal, Scottish footballer.
Well, Gary.
Well, Gary.
We need to get him on next season.
Can we get Paul Mulhern? Does anyone know someone... Who's got an in to Paul Mulhern? One of our Foffs.
We're going to get...
Gladys.
We're going to get
David Gladys Gladman has an in.
I'm interested
can
in
we make it work?
Paul Mulhern being on the podcast once a month, John, being on your Patreon. John's Patreon is going to be brilliant.
Oh, seven appearances.
It's going to be sick when the Patreon goes really well and you're like driving in that big Rolls Royce. Patreon money.
Do you want a lift? I'm just driving off. Who's the least famous Torquay player? Come on.
I can't think. I don't remember the least famous ones is the thing. Remember, like, meeting Norman Medhurst on Hay Tour once?
What was he doing up there?
I don't know. Just up there, as people are.
Yeah.
Met Big John Gittins once in a nightclub.
Didn't he meet John Gale?
And John Gale,
that's
both.
That's got to be it. I mean, people don't remember John Gale.
People remember John Gale shinned one in from 2 yards. drew the game.
In the pantheon, he's not that well.
Tom Kelly, I met once. Not half off one. The other one, but people know they are, don't they? So it's a tough one, isn't it? It's a tough one, isn't it? Very good question, though. Let us know your ones. We'd like that.
It's not a talky podcast.
Not a talky podcast, though.
A little bit less specific.
Yes, maybe make it turn the least famous National League player you've ever met.
Mm. Yes. Do you want another letter?
Always.
A long one here from Gary Head.
Okay. Gaz Head.
I've not read this.
Okay.
I'm just going to go for it.
Go for it, John.
On the ice, gents. Just a quick email to say thanks for a great season of the National Obsession. Woo-hoo!
Here's the old woman.
The old woman. Sound a bit like Paul Kirk. You missed last week. Weeks ago. Firstly, I just want to apologise for pulling out the FOF games race at the drawing stage. I remember Gary Head was doing well, he was doing through, and then he never entered the drawing.
That's the FOF games. Wonder if the FOF games will be back. Tea towel update.
Find it will.
I had quite a few large, heavy quotes. I need to gauge. Need to gauge numbers before I invest.
What are we looking at?
Well, you can get them in 50s or 100s, and 100 is quite a big investment, John.
A lot.
So I think I'm thinking of going 50.
Yeah.
And
we have got over 50 FOF, so if everybody buys one,
yeah, but I don't know if they will. It's all very well.
Quite a few of those FOFs have stopped listening.
Until you have to, until you have to,
a few of them away.
Actually, you'll find this when you do the Patreon. Until you actually have to hand over your cash. And get the tea towel. Everyone wants a tea towel, John.
Yeah.
Until it's right.
Until we're stood outside as a man with, woking next season. Go,
as a man towel. With 1,398 CDs in his loft.
It's a good album, though.
Very good album.
It's a good album.
Maybe, look, free album with every tea towel.
That's a two birds, one stone situation,
exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
Right. Can you please email us, nationalobsession@gmail.com. If you want to reserve a tea towel.
Gauging numbers. If it's just, you know, carry on.
Anyway, Gary Head says, yes, I want to apologise for pulling out the FOF games race at the drawing stage last year. I was in Spain and had better things to do that week.
Oh.
/ didn't take a pen with me. I was going to draw Andy Hessenthaler, or rather a normal face, and then crumple up the paper.
Oh, that was a good idea.
Before unravelling it.
You'd have got through on that. That'd have been good.
It would have done you. On another matter, you've also said about recommending chance for Ali Omar. He's one of the few players we know.
Talk United seven-a-side team next year.
He says, I've included another option that I can't get out of my head every time I see him. You only have to listen for 10 seconds to hear why. Do you want me to press play on this?
Yes, please. Go. The big ship sails
on the Ali Omar. Ali Omar. He actually says, the big centre-back is Ali Ali Omar. The big centre back. Yeah, good. Very good, Gaz.
He's Gaz not that Head. Big, though, is he?
He is.
Is he that big?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's huge.
I mean, are we relying on Ali Omar next season? Is this where we've got to? Very.
Thank you,
hey,
Gaz.
Hey, great letter, Gaz. That's just a fantastic
Gaz.
Letter. Thank good you
man.
So much.
As always, on your contribution is much appreciated. See
on
if you can see if you can remember to enter the FOF games
yes.
next year.
Yes. Scared of winning. Some people get scared of winning.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. Clive Hayward, Sir Clive.
Ah, lovely. On the ice, Clive.
She says, hello, John and Charlie. I very much enjoyed the George Galloway content in the last podcast.
We
did get very
Galloway
heavy.
We enjoyed
that,
didn't we, John?
It was very amusing.
Wonder if we'll ever be able to do that ever again.
Has he been to Tony! Yet?
Yes, yeah. It's a rock opera.
A rock opera is currently in rehearsal.
Tony has one star in the I newspaper.
Of course the Daily Mail loved it.
Of course they did. The war criminal Tony Blair.
Anyway, Clive says, I very much enjoyed the George Galloway content. It's telling that he feels I should have won FOF of the year. I think George did say that last
did he
time.
Say that yeah
it demonstrates how far into insanity the old boy is. That's a bit Clive, that'll be you being sued.
Yes,
you've defamed me.
That is it.
Clive Hayward.
Brother.
I'll see you.
Behind the
in Patreon. In the High Court.
John Carrigan wants to do George Galloway behind the Patreon.
Do that. It could be me, George Galloway, and Paul Mulhern. Very Scottish.
Very much. Clive also says, roots.
Isn't it strange that following the North and South playoff results, there'll be two teams with Ork in their next in next year's Vanarama Ding Dong, that he calls it.
That's good. Yeah, the Ork Derbies.
Yeah. Yeah, Clive says, I'm off for a summer lie down now. Thanks for everything on the ice, Clive.
On the ice, Clive. The ice, lovely Clive. As ever. Thank you very much.
Very nice. And finally, Alan Wills.
Alan. On the ice to you, Alan.
Says, on the ice, John and Charlie. On a day which began with an invitation to an impromptu tequila party with some former neighbours of Dean Moxie on the train to London.
Oh, lovely.
Did you go? I'd like to know if you went. It was great to get the band back together. When Jules Nixon and I made up for the lack of football to go and see Charlie in the leading band. Role of Tony.
I like the pet shop, the chip shop boys. The chip shop boys.
That's the Devon version,
there
isn't it?
There pet shop boys tribute act. The chip shop boys.
Yes.
Best End girl you've ever had. East End boys and West End girls. West End girls. Da, 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 da. Chip Shop Boys.
And Jules comes on, does that trumpet solo.
Trying to think of another Pet Shop Boys song now.
I don't know any. Go West, was that them?
No. West. And what's the one they did? I can't think of Pet Shop Boys. That was really worst. Three and ten. Hello, 3 and 10.
Yeah, 3 and 10. Pet Shop Boys. West End girl.
West End
that.
Girls. Oh, I can't think of any. Wow.
Was Go West not them? Am I gone mad?
They did a cover of Go West. Did they?
I think Ken would give you that, wouldn't he? I put Pete Shop Boys there.
Pete Shop Boys. Hello, I'm Pete Shop.
Pete Shop Boys. Come on. West End Girls, It's a Sin.
It's a Sin.
Oh,
that's a
terrible
good one.
Synth version of Always Up Your
Arse. Oh, that's all right. Maybe I didn't realise the Chip Shop Boys be doing that one.
Cover of Go West.
Lovely, yeah.
Heart, don't know that one.
Looking forward to this next season, Jules and Alan.
It's the Pet Shop Boys.
We won. It's going to be great. Boots and live in Boots and Laces.
And Jules and I made up for the lack of football to go and see Charlie in the leading role of Tony the Rock Opera. It was a thoroughly entertaining and eccentric show in an intimate venue.
The reviews are in.
Lovely way to spend a Saturday afternoon in the close season. Thanks to Charlie for taking the time to say hello to us whilst popping up for his lunch break as
I
well.
Speak
up
to everyone,
goals.
John.
Cheers, Alan.
I'm such man
he's
of the
so
people.
He's so down to earth, isn't he?
And what I like is he came and said hello. He was walking in with a sandwich and he didn't just walk straight past us.
He must have stopped for 7 or 8 seconds. And it meant the world.
No, I had
to
a proper chat and it was lovely to say. They're coming again, I think.
They're coming to the final show, aren't they?
Lovely, yes. Very good.
Will they have
very
worked good. Up the Chip Shop Boys by then? Because maybe in like the... When
they get the
when
outfits,
doing
the glasses, the outfits. I can see it.
When you're doing your curtain call at the end and they're...
West End Boys and West End Girls. West End Girls. Be a good chant.
Yeah.
It's a good chant.
It's quite good, actually. Yeah, yeah. Don't know what it's about.
West Country Boys.
There you go.
Westwood
Boys.
That's what I was going for. I was thinking, there must be something in
Westwood
this.
Westwood Developments.
That was
the old sponsor, isn't it? Yeah. Mod deck.
Is that all the letters, John? Mod deck girls. No, thank you. I don't want them. Thank you. Bye. Have you thought about having you a no? Goodbye. Looking forward to it.
That's it.
Alan and Jules
are Chip Shop Boys.
That's all the letters, John. Thank you for your letters. Send us your letters next season on
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Very, very nice.
Keep in touch with us on NatObsPod on Twitter. We always have fun on there.
Always loads of fun on there. And we will be going again next season, John. We go again.
Whether we have 3 players or 20 players.
We'll look. It'll all be great.
It'll all be fine.
We'll have some fun. We'll have some good players. We've got to love the Vanarama National League.
We'll have some good players, we'll have some shit players.
Exactly. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Such is life.
That's how it works. And we will document it all on the National Obsession podcast, as well as the rest of the National League. Going to try and get to a few more games next year, aren't we, John?
You said minimum 10.
Minimum 10 next season, which I know some people have gone, that's not very many. But I know, but I'm going to try and get to at least 10. John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
What a blast.
See you on the ice to you and see you next season.
See you in August.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.